Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in those papers and websites in the company of Michael O'Sullivan, Chief Investment Officer with Unio Wealth Managers and author of The Leveling. Good morning, Mike.
Joe, very good morning to you.
Now, it looks as if the Minister for Finance here is looking seriously at the Swedish model for savings and investment with some sort of tax-free wrapper.
Yeah, let's just first of all explain what the Swedish model is. And Sweden is a country with a much more developed and evolved savings and investment environment or industry than ours. And the model effectively is a sort of a portfolio fund where you get taxed a notional small amount every year. And the objective of that is to keep people well invested in a range of assets. Ireland is interesting. I find Ireland very interesting in this regard because we are a wealthy country, but we're not investors. And that's, I think,
170
largely,
billion apparently we have on current accounts.
Well, that's just cash on deposit. So wealth, average wealth in Ireland is about 330,000 euro per adult, and that's 60 or 70,000 more than France, Germany, or even the UK. A lot of that difference is driven by property. So we tend to invest in property, and we tend not to be good at diversifying. So I think this is it's actually a very consequential story. It's a story that shows that Ireland's just in the foothills, I hope, of building a long-term investing culture. And the object of such a product, and I think my personal view is that the Swedish model is just a bit too developed or sophisticated yet, because what you want to do is just encourage people to put money into a portfolio, a mix of bonds and equities, and leave it there over time. So no, you know, chopping, changing, trading, and you want to have a tax system that incentivizes them to do that.
And the idea is that there shouldn't be, I know that IBEC are talking about having getting in without any charges and getting out without any charges in terms of capital gains tax. But the idea is that you wouldn't pay any capital gains on the money that you earned within the system, that you would pay an annual fee, as you said. Based on the Swedish model, it looks like we're going to see it in the next few months. The question is, will it change the culture of saving in this country?
So I think there's two big obstacles, Joe. So we are, as I said, we've just become a sort of a wealthy country. And I think culturally and also in terms of how we manage our money, it's something we're becoming used to. So I think financial education is a huge topic here. And the rollout of any kind of product or structure like this has to be accompanied by financial education. And we just have to accept it'll take a very, very long time for people, for families, parents, kids, etc., just to learn the very, very basic disciplines of putting money into a range of assets. The Swedish model is a bit different in that they have other asset classes like venture, private equity, which are still quite underdeveloped in Ireland. And I think over time, one of the objectives is that a small portion of the money in these accounts will actually feed into non-listed businesses in the Irish economy.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, let's move to the story of the month, of course, which is the Iran war. Jet fuel is set to become a major issue this Easter and this summer, I suspect.
So, Joe, day by day, we're now seeing the consequences for our lives of the war in Iran. And I think one of the misnomers, people look at the headline price of oil you mentioned earlier, it's gone up. But one of the misnomers is that all of the refined products and products associated with the whole ecosystem, helium is another really important one, their prices are shooting up because, of course, they have to be transported. And about 40% of the jet fuel that normally comes into Europe from the Gulf has now been cut off. So airlines are, and also air leasers, air freight companies, being caught offside because the simple physical supply of jet fuel is being cut off. Many of the airline companies now looking into storage and reserves. But the implication here is that either flights will have to be cancelled, or prices are going to go up.
Yes, indeed. I fear that it will be the latter in terms of surcharges. Just how serious, Mike, as someone who's been looking at this for quite a few years, is this geopolitical and economic mess?
It is unfortunately a mess, Joe, and I think the administration in the States has willfully ignored the lessons of all of the other conflicts in the Middle East. They've ignored, for example, the 1991 war in Kuwait, which was very measured. Communication was very, very good, and the objectives were just very, very clear. And of course, the US had all of its allies behind it. And now I think week by week, this is getting more open-ended as a conflict. You have other countries, potentially Russia, behind Iran. You have the Houthis now launching attacks. So it's massively complicated, not just for the region, but also for the world. And I think also after what happened around Greenland, the effective close relationship between Europe and the States has now broken down. And I think the problem is, even though it is a man-made crisis, it's quite hard to see how this can be reversed or brought to an end very, very speedily. I think it would take weeks of diplomacy to mend this. I do think that there is a potential silver lining here, is that if Iran becomes less of a closed economy and much less of a troublesome neighbor in the region, this region really can enjoy, in the very long term, a huge economic revival. We've been seeing the signs of this now for the last 3 or 4 years around countries in the Gulf, Saudi Arabia, with India, for example. But this is a tragic interruption to all of that.
Okay. And finally, there might be a shortage of Kit Kat this Easter in Europe.
Yes, a somewhat bizarre theft. A lorry full of tens of thousands of packets of Kit Kat, I think on the way, Joe, from Italy to Poland, has been hijacked. And, you know, chocolate prices, it's one of the few commodities that hasn't been shooting up. So I think there's a sort of a chocolate fetish at work here. And again, these must be for personal consumption, because apparently all of the bars of chocolate have barcodes that can be traded. So a curious pre-Easter theft.
Mm. Is it a biscuit or is it a bar? That's the question I have to ask. Anyway, Mike, thanks so much for joining us. That's Mike O'Sullivan of Unio Wealth Managers.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.